Time now for Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning. And our guest is the newly minted Poet Laureate of Duluth, Ellie Schoenfeld. Hey, Ellie, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
So nice to have you on the line this morning. Your inaugural celebration was just at the beginning of the month, so allow us to say congratulations. And what does being named Duluth's Poet Laureate feel like?
Well, it it feels good. It's quite an honor. There are so many good poets in Duluth, and so I'm happy to be doing this. I don't know.
Well, and of course, it's sort of like, Bob Dylan winning the Nobel Prize. It takes a little bit of time to sink in.
Yeah, it's a lot like that.
I'm guessing that it's very much like that, as a matter of fact. Ellie, let me ask you a question, and a pre-question. Where are you from, originally?
Duluth.
Okay, you're Duluthian your whole life, which I think is good, because I'm wondering how your experience of being a poet laureate in Duluth might be different, for example, if you were a poet laureate in your hometown, or if you were the poet laureate of Minneapolis, or if you were the poet laureate of another community where you had lived for a time. Or do you think that your sense of what a poet laureate would be has more to do with your internals than the external?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Well, sort of a bit of a melding, because, of course, poetry, at least in a poet laureate sort of sense, I suppose, could be is a community thing. And certainly my sensibilities about poetry are about community. So I suppose there's the back and forth of where we are and who we are, and how those influence us.
Do you have something that you'd like to share with us? I asked you if you could pick something to read, and I kind of left it wide open for you. Well, with the codicil, make sure it's FCC friendly. You did write a very moving piece of work a number of years ago for us here at KUMD, and you actually did manage to work in the phone number. It was a poem about pledge drive, and Barbie was in it. Bob Dylan was in it. It was really cool. But I decided not to make you shamelessly shill for us at this point, and left it open to you to pick something to read.
Okay. Well, let's see. I think I will choose something that is placed in Duluth. It's a bit of an older poem, and it is called Jesus Rising. I watched Jesus rise up the side of the Damiano Center on 4th Street. Ropes and pulleys hoisted the fisher of men into the air, hands outstretched and open. His face and robes glow with fresh paint as per historical society specs. He is compelling and benevolent looking, though terribly pale, elegant in this neighborhood full of broken glass and boarded up windows. I watched Jesus rise and thought about loving everybody, even the seagulls, who are the agreed-upon enemy in this city, in spite of the lilting way they fly or how their songs complement the waves drumming the shore. Right now, all of the seagulls of the world are in the Damiano parking lot, some sort of miracle of bread, Jesus smiling, flecks of shattered glass glint in the light of the sun.
Ellie, your poetry, one of the things that I enjoy as one reader about your poetry is how accessible it is. And yet, for many poets, the idea of poetry being accessible, they would maybe use the same tone that they would use about, for example, in the world of art, Norman Rockwell's work. Oh, it's commercial. Or it's, illustrative. With the idea that that a poem really does need to be baffling in order to be any good. What's your sense about that?
Well, I think there are a lot of different kinds of poems, and people like different things, and certainly I've heard that, about my work, that it's pretty simplistic or that kind of thing. But I'm okay. I'm a simple kind of a person, And I tend to like poetry myself that, you know, you don't need a lot of reference books around to try to understand. Although I do like, you know, a variety of poems, but there are just so many different kinds of poetry and so many kinds of writers that I think really whatever your sensibility is, there are poets out there writing some poems on that, in that way that can be accessible to whoever you happen to be. Not everyone will like my poems, of course, but that's okay.
Where do you draw the line? Do you ever ponder at all about the line between this poem is opaque and it's complicated and good, and this poem is opaque and complicated and pretentious nonsense? Can a poem be both, or does the reader really just need to take, you know, put on their hard hat, grab their flashlight and their hammer, and start dismantling that sucker to find it out?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's a certain kind of joy in being able to do that, kind of really having it be a process of uncovering, you know, what's in that poem and doing that kind of work. Probably some of those feelings depend on my mood of the day. Sometimes I'm more interested in one thing than another, so I don't know. Some days a poem can seem pretentious, and some days a poem can seem good, and same poem.
So maybe poetry is, maybe regardless of the author's intent, maybe the poem's ultimate worth rests with the reader.
I think that's quite true. I think a poet's intent is kind of the poet's, you know, inner world, but it doesn't necessarily come through a poem at all. It depends on what somebody, how someone else is seeing it. We all bring our own experience to, you know, to everything, certainly to poetry.
Ellie, as you sit down to write now, you get a thought, you're driving, you a little inspiration, a little chunk of something comes to you, and you sit down to write. Is there a voice in the back of your head that says, well, this really needs to be Northland-based or Duluth-based, or I need to, you know, I'm the Poet Laureate now. I've got Poet Laureate work to do. Or can you sit down and just write without that mantle on your shoulders?
Yeah, I think, I mean, when I'm writing, when I first sit down to write, all of that needs to be out of the way. Part of the interesting or joyful part of writing is just seeing, you know, following a thread and seeing where it goes, without too much investment in an outcome or editing for that first draft. The editing can come later and those thoughts, but it's fun to just see what comes out and be sometimes surprised. Sometimes often disappointed, of course, but sometimes, you know, just surprised of what's there.
Well, Ellie, thank you so very, very much for joining us this morning. It was wonderful to have you as a guest. Thanks for taking the time, and have the most glorious reign as Duluth's Poet Laureate.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa. It was an honor to be on your show, and thanks for all you do to kind of promote the local writing and local artists of all kinds. It's very appreciated.
Thanks, Ellie.
Okay.
Ellie Schoenfeld, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. She is Duluth's Poet Laureate. Minnesota Reads, here on Northland Morning, is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.